1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljoud. On Tuesday, September 17, thousands of pagers exploded across Lebanon, killing 12 people and injuring more than 3,000, including children. A chief medical officer at the American University of Beirut Medical Center said that among 140 patients, several remain in critical conditions. Many have also lost fingers or eyes. A senior Lebanese security source told Reuters that Israel's Mossad spy agency planted explosives inside 5,000 Taiwan-made pagers. The devices were ordered by Hezbollah, a Lebanese militant group. The source also said that the pagers exploded when a coded message was sent to them, which triggered the explosives. In Lebanon, pagers are commonly used among Hezbollah fighters as a low-tech means of communication to try to evade location tracking by Israel. However, medical professionals, charity workers, teachers, and office administrators also use this device. Israel did not confirm or deny its responsibility for the attack, but Hezbollah vowed to retaliate. The next day, more explosions of handheld devices killed over 20 people and injured 450. That includes walkie-talkie radios, mobile phones, laptops, and solar power cells. The devices that exploded were bigger than pagers, which caused more severe injuries. The explosions were reported in the southern suburbs of Beirut, as well as the southern city of Sur. Several Al Jazeera correspondents witnessed cars explode. However, it has not been clarified if the explosion was caused by the car itself or something inside it. People in Lebanon have been throwing away their devices or getting them checked in shops. Hezbollah and the Lebanese government blame Israel for the explosions. However, Israel is still not commenting. On Friday, September 20, Israel struck two residential buildings in Beirut's southern suburbs, Dahiye, killing 45 people, including children. Minister of Public Works and Transport, Ali Hamie, called the bombing a war crime and said that Israel keeps dragging the country into a war. Israel's military revealed that the attack was targeted against senior members of Hezbollah's Radwan Forces unit. Lebanon's health ministry said that workers have been removing rubble for 3 days in search for many missing people and using DNA sampling to identify some of the bodies. An English correspondent for Al Jazeera reported from Beirut that the rescue operations might continue for more days. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and my lips are really dry right now. Just realized that literally right now. If you were here last week, I think you'll be glad to know that I didn't chug my entire 32-ounce water bottle before this show. So, I should be feeling better. Oh, gosh. Should be feeling better today. Tonight, we have an hour of pretty much all new music, except for one song, with like more than half of it Canadian music, so that's fun. Most of the stuff is like from beginning of August to now, so I don't know if any of this stuff has been played on the radio, which is kind of fun and exciting, and we love that. I love discovering new artists on the radio. What else do I have to say? Fall is officially here by the weather, in case you haven't noticed. Yesterday it was like quite cold and chilly, and today it's like, oh my gosh, so sunny and nice, but also like low-key kind of cold. Yeah. I definitely had some thoughts in my head before I turned the microphone on, but now you guys didn't know that I was reading this, but I started Anna Karenina on August 19th because I had a flight that day and I started it on the flight, and I'm happy to say that last night I finished it. To be fair, from August 19th to like the 31st of August, I did read like this 600 pages, and then I had like 300 pages left since the beginning of September, but with school and everything, it's just been a lot. But I just want everybody to know that I finally finished it, and I feel really good about myself, because it's like one of the longest books I think I've ever read besides Harry Potter, but I'm pretty sure it's longer. And it's also my first Russian author, so that's cool. What else? Oh, yesterday was my dad's birthday, so happy belated birthday. Everybody say happy birthday. None of you know him, but that's fine. What else do I need to say? Honestly, nothing. So we're going to get into the music because I have no thoughts in my head. Like, genuinely, no thoughts. So, the first three songs of the night, we have Red Right Hand by Bonnie Trash, Wheat Free by Cool Band. I picked this song because I am celiac and I've never heard of a song called Wheat Free, so I picked that. Now you know more about me than you did before. And then we have Spare Gum by Knitting. So, we're going to get you guys going with Red Right Hand by Bonnie Trash.
Secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Hey man, you know you're never coming back. Past the square, past the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand. Thank you.
like to sit back, but I cannot seem to find a decent way to relax. Why can't I just give up and cut myself some slack? I really think I'd like to have some sculpted abs. Forget about it.
Montreal, get ready for the event of the season. On September 27th, Over the Rainbow is coming to Pop Montreal. But what's a ball, you ask? A ball is a vibrant celebration of identity and self-expression, rooted in the LGBTQ+ Black and Latinx communities of 1970s New York. Walkers compete in categories like runway, realness, face, and performance, bringing their fiercest looks and moves to the floor. Now, Over the Rainbow is your chance to witness this incredible culture right here in Montreal. With DJ Cherry on the decks and Broadway keeping the energy high as your commentator, it's gonna be a night to remember. It's all happening at the historic Rialto Theater, 5723 Park Avenue. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Whether you're voguing, spectating, or just there to celebrate, this is your night to shine. Get your tickets now at popmontreal.com. Over the Rainbow, September 27th. Don't miss out on one of the most exciting nights of the year.
Never. Tune in to Fukubukuro on Saturdays at 8 p.m. for your weekly grab bag of music from Japan, East Asia, and everywhere else. Only on CJLO 1690 AM.
All right, thank you so much. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through the first three songs of our evening together. So, we started with Red Right Hand by Bonnie Trash, released September 13th, 2024, off of the EP My Love Remains the Same. Hold on, that doesn't sound right. Yes, My Love Remains the Same. I wrote some, but it's My Love Remains the Same is the name of the EP. Bonnie Trash is a dark and shoegaze slash post-punk drone project by twin sisters Amalia and Serafina Borton Vetter. I don't know where they're from, but I do know that they are Canadian. Then we had Weave Free by Cool Band, released September 20th, 2024, off of the album also titled Cool Band. There's not much information about Cool Band on the internet, like, at all, but I do know that it's polished slow indie rock, and Cool Band is from British Columbia. Then we had Spirit Gum by Knitting, released September 6th, 2024, off of the album Some Kind of Heaven. Knitting started out as a pandemic hibernation project and has since turned into a fully fledged Montreal indie rock unit. Up next, we've got Road Signs and Meanings by Sons, Florence and Delilah by Richard Laviolette, and Heavenly Lethargy by Dresser. Let's get you started with Road Signs and Meanings by Sons, live on CJLO.
Oh, the script. Feel like I've been here before. There's these things that I've missed. I'm really not sure. Let's escape for a minute. Feel like I feel and let go.
fast to leisure's gentle home. With every quick step that we take leads an obliviously stressful waking. I've been trying to work my behaviors around you, and you don't find it easy to fall down rabbit holes not concerning me.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's get into those three songs that we just heard. We started with Road Signs and Meanings by Sons, released September 6, 2024, off of the album The Breaks. Sons is a Canadian rock band from Montreal, formed mid-2007. Then we had Florence and Delilah by Richard Laviolette, released September 5th, 2024, off of the album All Wild Things Are Shy. Richard Laviolette was a Canadian singer-songwriter based in Guelph, Ontario, but actually from Port Colborne. He passed away September... Hold on. I have the date wrong for sure. It's September. He passed away September 5th, 2023. So the album that was released on the 5th of this year marks the 1 year anniversary of his passing. And this was the last ever project that he worked on, and the record label that he works with decided to release this after he passed away. And then we had Heavenly Lethargy by Dresser, released early August 2024 off of the album Fuel. Dresser is a local Montreal indie rock band. Our next three songs, we have Quelque Chose by Avec Podcast. Then we have Lullaby by Suki Waterhouse and Ghoulish Hearts by Sunset Rubdown. So let's get you guys going with Quelque Chose by Avec Podcast, live on CJLO.
Coup de feu dans la nuit, quelqu'un bouge, quelqu'un veut quelque chose de mort. Quelque chose de sauvage, quelque chose de libre, de plus libre que lui. Quelqu'un en veut, quelque chose en vit. Sur l'eau lente, le ciel se couvre. Quelque chose voit quelqu'un qui n'y voit plus rien. Quelque chose approche, n'est pas seul.
Cooler shots, cooler shots. I And how can we sing about ourselves? Oh, can we sing about ourselves and not sing about love? And you make your bones in liminal spaces, folding in and around on yourself until chaos reigns supreme. Thank God for sunbeams. Thank God for sunbeams.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CGLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through those three songs that we listened to. We started off with Quelques Choses by Avec Podcast. This was released on September 13th, 2024, off of the album Cardinal. Avec Podcast is a folk band from Montreal, made up of four band members. Then we had Lullaby by Miss Suki Waterhouse, The Queen Herself. Also released September 13th, 2024, off of the album Memoir of a Sparkle Muffin, such an iconic album name. Suki Waterhouse is an English singer, songwriter, actress, and model, and this is her second album. She's also a mom. I think her baby's like in its first 16 months or something like that. It's pretty recent. And then we had Ghoulish Hearts by Sunset Rubdown, released September 20th, 2024. 4 days ago, off of the album Always Happy to Explode. Sunset Rubdown is a Canadian art rock music group from Montreal, and the band began as a solo project for Spencer Drug of Wolf Parade in 2005 and has evidently since grown. Our last three songs of the night, we have Curriculum Vitae by Runner Up, and then we have With the Lights Low by Sons of Sevilla. So let's get you guys going with Curriculum Vitae by Runner Up.
Not that that's what I
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through our last two songs of the night. We started with Curriculum Vitae by Runner Up, released at the end of August 2024 as a single. Runner Up is a new musical project from Bristol-based multi-instrumentalist Dave Huntress. This started during January 2020 and continued throughout the lockdown. Later, Huntress joined Novo Amor's live band, and he does tour with them, but he works on his own music in between. And then we had With the Lights Low by Sons of Sevilla. This was released at the end of August 2024 off of the album Lullabies for a Wildcat. Sons of Sevilla are blood brothers Henry and Reuben Smith, who are from Featherstone in the north of England, and this duo began in 2020 during the COVID lockdown. That is all from me. I will catch you guys next Tuesday with another show. I will be back, and maybe I will be smarter with my water intake. We're working on it though. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and I will catch you guys next Tuesday. Hot.